Hello and welcome to Outside In. I'm John Burns. And well, to be quite honest with you, I didn't want to make this podcast. I'd hoped that by the time we got to this stage in our progress through the virus, it wouldn't be necessary. But we find ourselves in a difficult position again, and restrictions have changed. So my guest today is Heather Morning, who is the safety advisor for Mountaineering Scotland and has had the unenviable task, I think, of trying to clarify and trying to ensure, I guess, that the Scottish Government is aware of just how important outdoor pursuits and mountaineering and hill going are for our health, whilst at the same time getting the restrictions right. So I'm going to talk to Heather now about, you know, about what, where we are and where she thinks things are going. I don't know if she's brought her crystal ball, but we'll see. Hello, Heather, how are you?
Hi, John. Yes, I'm not so sure it's a good thing talking to you again all these months later, but hey, here we are.
Well, we are, and you know, I think it's the whole point, to be honest, of Outside In really was to allow people in the outdoor community to have a conversation whilst we were in lockdown. I didn't expect to be doing it in January of 2021, but here we are. So now, obviously, what's changed about the guidance for outdoor pursuits over the last few days?
Well, there's certainly been a significant change, hasn't there, as we've come into the start of 2021. And
yes.
I don't think it was a great surprise to a lot of people, you know, looking at the way things sadly were progressing towards the end of 2020. But we'll chat about the restrictions shortly, but I think it is a relief, you know, and we very much welcome the fact that the inclusion of being able to get out into the great outdoors, you know, whether you're a walker,
yes,
or a ski tourer or a climber, you know, is recognised. And we haven't seen, you know, a limit, for example, on how long you could spend outside.
Right.
And
right,
we also haven't got that very restrictive guidance on only being able to travel, you know, within sort of 5 miles of your
sure
home.
Sure.
So for some people, you know, for example, you know, ourselves, John, we're lucky enough to live,
yes,
in the Highlands, and the Highlands Local Authority area is massive. You know, it goes from Glencoe to Cape
Well, it
Rock.
Is. And I know, as you say, they're not putting a special mileage limit on it. And as you say, if you say, well, to me, I live in Inverness and I can stay within Highland, I could travel hundreds of miles. But it's a bit confusing because it also says no unnecessary travel, and that you should only go as far as you need to get to an open space where you can, you know, you can enjoy exercise. So to me, does that mean I can travel to go up on Munro? I don't know. I'm a bit confused about that.
Well, I'm not surprised you're confused, because I think it is quite ambiguous, and it's relying on people's judgment. And there's some key messages, I think, for people who want to enjoy the great outdoors, which of course we all want to, and
yes,
enjoy the great outdoors, but choose wisely where you go. You know, if you can drive 10 miles to do a great hill that is going to keep you well away from other people, then,
yeah,
that would be the option, rather than driving 50 miles to bag your next Munro, for example. And
giving some
thought about where you choose to go and park, I think it's really important. You know, we've seen the statistics in Highland like triple in the last couple of weeks. And stay away from those honeypots. Glenmore, where the snow gates are currently closed for Cairngorm, is an absolute melting pot. You know, there are hundreds of cars there. So even though, you know, the advice is to stay within your local authority area that you reside in, mm-hmm, and a 5 mile radius beyond that, those of us who are lucky enough to live in places like Highland, then I think we need to be quite respectful of that, and certainly be respectful of, you know, if we go and enjoy an amazing day on the hill when the majority of the population who are cooped up in the central part of Scotland can't, then I think it's pretty respectful to be not shouted about it on social media.
I don't know. Does that mean I can do it as long as I keep quiet about it? I don't know. Yeah. Well, I mean, I'll tell you, but where I'm coming from this, I mean, I sort of agonized quite a bit over what I would be allowed to do. And one of the things I've been doing recently, I've acquired myself one of these hot tents, you know, a sort of super tent with a stove. And one of the things that I would like to be able to do is to travel about 50 miles from where I am now, camp in that tent, and spend maybe a couple of nights out. Now, the issue with that seems to me, well, on one hand, it would be actually a very safe thing to do because I'll be meeting absolutely nobody. And actually, rather than being 2 meters from the nearest person, I'll be over 2 miles. But on the other hand, you know, I've got to travel there. I could maybe do that without stopping, but who knows what's going to happen, you know? And it also seems to me that there's a hell of a lot of people for whom, you know, as a community in Scotland, for example, who have got it a damn sight worse than me and can't do that. So personally, I feel, you know, what I did today, like you said, I went for a walk in the hills around Inverness, about 6 or 7 miles from where I live. And I actually visited somewhere. I've lived here 20 years and I've never been there, you know? So it's making me be a bit more resourceful about what I do. But I certainly don't feel it would be, I don't know, in some way responsible to the community for me to travel much further than that. Well, how would you feel about that?
Well, I think it's a really valid point, John, and the feelings of local communities I think are really important. You know, rural communities in Scotland have very limited
Yes,
medical
yes.
resources, and you know, if your planned day out takes you to parking in a village, for example, and you're using the village shop, or you're using a garage, then I think there's issues for people to be
Yes.
about there, and being very respectful of local communities and people who live and work in those environments. I mean, the guidance at the moment does not say you cannot go and camp. It does categorically say that things like climbing walls, outdoor
Yes,
centres,
yes.
huts and bothies are
Are
out
out.
of bounds.
Yeah,
But
yeah.
with regard to spending a night out in a tent or, you know, in a snow hole this time of year, then there's nothing, you know, under this current government guidelines to say no, you can't. But you know, I think about the big picture again. It's responsibility not
Yeah,
just
yeah.
for others but for yourself as well, and operating well within your comfort zone. So
Sure.
if it's normal for you to, you know, go and do a snow hole or a camp, and you're very versed in those activities, and you're doing it, you know, in some decent weather in a familiar place, then I don't see a problem with that. But if it's like, oh, I'm going to go snowballing for the first time on the Cairngorm Plateau, and you head up there
Yeah.
with your pal, because you are allowed to meet one other person from one other household, then, and it's the first time, and it's an awful weather forecast and a high avalanche risk, then that really isn't within the sort of ethos of the whole recommendations.
No, and although you're allowed to meet one other person, you're supposed to be meeting them outdoors, aren't you? Not in the confines of a snow hole.
Well, that's true.
Is
That's true. You'd want to be digging two separate snow holes, or, you know, both in individual tents. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
Yeah.
yeah. I don't know how much fun that would be, really.
Yeah. But the rules are very clear here. You know, you can only meet one other person outside. So it would be quite okay to meet a pal and go for a local hill walk for the day, for example.
Okay. Well, local hill walk. See, this is the question. What is a local hill walk? You know, I mean, there's our friend Chris Townsend gets out into the hills a lot, but of course, local to him, there are loads of hills local to him.
Yeah.
But I just feel that for me to drive down to the Cairngorms, do I actually really need to do that? You know, I think it's a very delicate, difficult balance between what you need to do for your own well-being, what you need to do to keep yourself sane in a way, and what we also need to do to try and keep the community safe. Because I'm very, very mindful that you know, for an awful lot of people, this going out on the hills is about as far from what they would consider reasonable as it's possible to be. I mean, as you know, there are people in our NHS sort of stretched to the limits. There are people who've lost family members. There are people whose livelihoods have just caved in. And here we are worrying about whether we can go up a hill. What do you think? I don't know. I just find that a real dilemma. I'm not sure what the answer is.
I think it is a real challenge. And, you know, because you're quite right, there's way more important factors in play in the wider world and all the ones you've just mentioned. But also,
sure.
You know, for the hill going public and their mental health and well-being, going out onto the hill is a really, really important aspect of that. And the government recognise that and are totally endorsing that people go and enjoy the hills in a safe, responsible manner. So I don't think people listening to this podcast should feel guilty by going out on the hill. I think it just needs to be done in a manner that is very within people's, you know, boundaries. And it's well planned with regard to avalanche and weather kit.
Okay.
And well within people's abilities, rather than pushing the boat out. Because, of course, none of us, you know, plan to ever have to call out mountain rescue. But certainly with this new sort of contagious variant on the virus, then clearly Scottish Mountain Rescue are very concerned about having to go out and help somebody.
Right. So, I mean, so that's an important point, really. I guess what we're really what it comes down to, in a way, is that there's the letter of the law in one sense, but the letter of the law seems to me to allow a fair amount of discretion. And so really, in a sense, it's down to what you feel personally is reasonable. Is that you know, you read the regulations and it and you know the message is banged home by the media and by the Scottish government, which is basically stay at home. So, you know, it's tricky to be saying, oh well, I'll stay at home, but but I'm going to go out into the hills. But there are certain things that they're pretty clear on, as you said, and I think it's worthwhile going through those if I've picked it up right. So what we're saying is that indoor climbing walls are shut. That's for sure. Is that right?
That's correct. Yes, because I think I understand there's just one climbing wall open in Orkney, because they, of course, the islands are not in the same you know, lockdown criteria as mainland Scotland.
Right. Okay. That's fine. But there is one open there, but you can't go there. That's fair enough.
Correct. Yeah.
Now I know that rock climbing in this kind of weather is perhaps not uppermost in most people's line, but from what I'm gathering, there would be nothing to stop you going to a local crag and climbing, as long as you observe the sort of social distancing and the sort of, you know, hand sanitizing, that sort of stuff. Is that correct?
That is correct, yeah, and all the, you know, normal facts that the Scottish government be promoting. And certainly there's nothing to stop people going winter climbing. You know, you can quite happily, under these regulations, meet a pal from another household on a one-to-one basis and go and do a winter route on the Ben, for example, assuming that you live, you know, within Highland region and you're operating well within your comfort zone.
Right. Okay. A bit surprised to hear you say that, because Highland region is a big place. But okay.
And I guess it's all about, you know, your personal comfort zone and consciousness as well, isn't it? You know, would it be right, for example, I live near Aviemore, would it be right for me to drive to Ben Nevis and go and do a route on the Ben? And I think, well, no, I probably wouldn't do that, actually, but I would go out and climb here in the Cairngorms.
In the Northern Corries or somewhere like that. Yeah. Because that seems local. That's reasonable, and I felt that where I went today, because it's about 6 or 7 miles from where I live, that seems local too. But other people might say, well, there's a park just down the road, you don't have to go up a hill, do you, really? So
that's a valid argument. And, you know, what's local for me and what's local for you, other people would have very different opinions. And I think, you know, it's all about, you know, being reasonable in your justification in your own mind about what you're comfortable with, and in just ensuring that your actions aren't, you know, impacting on other people.
Yeah, Yeah, I don't know. It's a difficult one because you never, as you said, you no one plans to call out the mountain rescue, but it happens. But certainly, the same guidance that went out before still applies. So what were people are really saying to anyone who undertakes any outdoor pursuit at the moment, be it climbing or just simply hill walking, should really try and keep that within very close bounds that they know that they're comfortable with. They, for example, a walk they've done before, or they're comfortable that actually this is going to be something that they can easily achieve, and the risks to them and perhaps to anybody else who had to assist them if they did get into difficulties are therefore minimized. Is that still the guidance, really?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you've totally nailed it there. Being self-sufficient with all your planning and your activity on the hill, and certainly, we all know that occasionally things go wrong
Sure,
outside our control, and that's fine. That could happen to any of us. But
anybody, yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, I mean you can slip and twist your ankle or rick a knee and not be able to get yourself out. I mean that can happen. That can happen just outside Tesco. So you don't know about those things.
Exactly.
But
Yes.
pushing an expedition into an area where you've never been before and really challenging yourself, this is probably not the time to do that.
No.
Okay, so it's not all entirely clear. A lot of it is down to your own judgment and your own your own sort of conscience, I suppose, as far as I can gather. Is there anything else about the well, first of all, when are these restrictions due to be reviewed? I thought this current lockdown was going to be reviewed round about now. Is that right?
No, the current guidelines that have just been issued at the start of this week are taking us through until the end of January. So I would anticipate by the last week of January, we would have some
So you're going to be
indication
reviewing things
whether.
again at the end of January. Is that
Yes, and
right?
obviously,
Is that right?
yes.
I mean, to be honest, all things being equal, I think the chances of there being a miracle before the end of January are pretty small. Let's be upfront about that.
Well, sadly, John, I would have to agree with you on that. And what I would point people in the direction of is our hashtag Think Winter campaign. And it might be great to put a link to that on
Absolutely.
your
Yeah,
page.
definitely, definitely.
And there's all the great references there
Right.
for
Okay.
weather, avalanche, etc. And if people aren't quite sure, then check up and make sure that you are ticking all the right boxes before you head out on your little adventure.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's actually that's a good point right now because we are at the moment, of course, as luck would have it, we seem to be having a winter, and the sort of winter that encourages everyone to get out. But the important point about that, I think, is that true winter conditions, the numbers over the last few years, true winter conditions have actually been relatively rare. Or a lot less common than they were. So folk going out now into the winter hills, you see these wonderful white looking hills and you think, I've got to get out there. A lot of those folk probably will be going out there without a hell of a lot of winter experience. And that's maybe something people should take into account.
Yeah, I think that would be very good advice for people. If you're relatively new to the game and you've got limited Scottish winter experience, or when you've been out previously, there's not been a lot of snow on the ground, for
Yes.
example, then it'd be well worth, referencing that Think Winter
Okay.
campaign.
Okay.
And
Okay.
ironically, for people who are relatively new and were signed up for our courses and courses at other outdoor centres, it's catch 22 because people can still
Yes.
go out and enjoy the hills, but we aren't able to run the safety courses to make people proficient in making the right decisions. It's
Yeah, it's pretty difficult, isn't it?
poor situation that,
We
yeah.
live in difficult times, really, and so what I think what we were getting around to before when we're talking about the restrictions being reviewed, I'm pretty much 100% confident that we're talking about these restrictions lasting at least until the end of February, and probably longer. Is that a reasonable thing, do you think?
Well, it's hard to predict, isn't it? I mean, if you're asking me just sort of personally as a pal in a pub, which of course we're never going to do that at the moment,
No,
I would
I
say,
well, pubs are shut. You can't do that.
yeah,
Okay.
I would say professionally, the winter's a write-off. I really would. But with regard to people getting out personally for adventures, then, I guess it all depends at how effectively the rollout with the vaccines are, and we're going to have to start to see the numbers of cases drop dramatically, aren't we, before any leniency is seen on the current restrictions, which I personally can't see happening by the end of January. But I'd like to be proved wrong.
No. I mean, obviously, in Ireland, it is frustrating to a degree because we are still a relatively low in terms of the risk, but it's also not, also true to say that we had a recent spike, so we just don't know where we're going. But okay, thanks for that. I mean, I think it's been it's not an easy thing to look at. It's not black and white, and it depends how far into the shades of grey you want to go, I guess. But there's also new guidance on the mountaineering, sorry, on Mountaineering Scotland website. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yes, all the points that we've been discussing are all on the all be on the homepage of our website
Right. Well,
from tomorrow. And a final sort of word from me. It's very easy to find the loopholes, isn't it, and kind of justify what you're doing. And maybe we all just need to think, well, are we kind of acting within the sort of spirit of the guidelines here? And or are we just keeping on pushing the boundaries because it's great conditions on the hill, and
I know.
only individuals really can answer those questions for
Sure,
themselves.
sure. I should have had Nicola on, shouldn't I?
Now
That's who I should have done.
that would be a scary experience.
Yes, definitely. I'm sure she'd tell me exactly what well, to be fair to it, she's I think Nicola is very clear about things, I might even try and get her on, who knows. but anyway, Heather, thanks for that. Let's hope let you know I just hope one day we'll look back on this and say, God, wasn't that bloody awful? And we've forgotten about it, but thanks very much. Thank you for what you've been doing in terms of raising awareness with the Scottish Government about how important outdoor pursuits are, because we could very, very easily be, I think, in a situation where everything was shut down, where we couldn't go on the hills, So I think I know, if you happen to live in Glasgow, it's probably not a help, but we've done what we can, or you've done what you can, I think, to try and at least put the importance of us being able to get into the outdoor pursuits into the minds of the Scottish Government. So thanks very much for that, and I really I hope I don't have to interview you again.
Yes, well, the team at Mountaineering Scotland certainly appreciate your thoughts there, because it's been a challenging few months, and
I'm sure
we
it
all
has.
sat in a meeting today and thought we can't believe that we're still in the place that we're in.
I know.
We'd all rather just be getting on with our jobs and enjoying training people on the hill.
Exactly. Okay, Heather Morey, thanks very much for talking to me. And as I say, we'll get through this, and I probably will be speaking to you again at some point. Okay, thanks very much then. Bye bye.
Thanks, John.